now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hope you've been enjoying your week and are ready for me to help make it just a little bit better. You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music and entertainment news, live on CITR 101.9 FM in the city of Vancouver from the University of British Columbia campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. It's not the nicest day out there today, but not really the type of weather we want for July. Today, I have some great songs lined up for today. Just some really recent releases, a few from a few years back. It'll just be a good mixture for today, age and style-wise. The first song I have today is by Taiwanese dancing queen Jolin Tsai. The song is from her latest studio album, Play, called Medusa. And I'm sure everyone is familiar with the Greek myth of the Gorgon Medusa, a monster with snakes for hair and a face so terrible, anybody who looks at her is turned to stone immediately, later slain by Perseus with the assistance from the gods. The song references the myth a bit, the idea that Jolin is saying that she is petrified by love. If Medusa was love, she's trapped and doomed to stay like that. So in love, she is almost cursed by the longing. In the end, the song is about freedom and being able to love who and how you wish, breaking out of the curse by finally finding the one you love, or just being allowed to return to as things were, not trapped by the longing forever. The song contains a fair amount of EDM influence, which is something that Jolin has been doing for a few years now. However, this song is actually a sort of return to her former self in a way. The beat of the song is very contemporary R&B, a bit more bouncy and synthy. So coupled with the EDM sounds, it makes specifically a song to dance to, and that was what Jolin was specifically known for when she first debuted. So let's check it out now, Jolin Tsai with Medusa. Freaking out. That was Jolin Tsai with Medusa, a return to form for one of Asia's dancing queens. The album Medusa was on play won the 2015 Golden Melody Award for Best Album, and that's Taiwan's equivalent to the Grammys. So Jolin was the big winner of that night in 7 different categories. Always a good listening choice. Be sure to check out more of her. Next up, I have a song from Korea. It's by the renowned producer Primary from the indie hip-hop label Amoeba Culture. One of his newest releases, it's called Mannequin. Like all of his songs, he doesn't actually perform it himself. He just produces the beat, and it's performed by hip-hop artist Benzino and a female vocalist called Suran. This track has just a very chill, jazzy style, very laid-back. Benzino matches the beat perfectly by rapping with a bit of a drawl, and Suran performs with a bit of a lilt, also matching the beat. So the song is talking about a girl who notices that the very streets she is walking on is kind of like a runway with all the boutiques and shops with mannequins wearing all the expensive brands and the clothes. She wants to be part of it all. Benzino raps actually from the perspective of a guy who is with a girl who makes him pay for all of it, but he says it's okay but he's already satisfied with how she dresses and how she looks. Overall, the song is a criticism of the current obsession with materialistic things that the current generation has, the nicest clothes and the shoes, the newest smartphones. It gets to the point where the subject of the song, this particular girl, is getting to be like a mannequin, dressed in all the brands, like the people she sees and the mannequins in the shop windows. She loses all of her individuality, the things that make her unique, human. So spot-on social criticism, emphasizing the need to be satisfied with yourself first and foremost. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101.
Okay with it. Okay. 그래야만 너는 만족해. 만족해. Money and the fame. 넌 그런 걸 원해. 난 그런 널 원해서 너를 유명하게 하네. I'm in trouble, but girl, I'm okay with it. 난 만족해.
네 몸에 와 네 얼굴에
No match display 내 맘에 향기가 비싼데 어때 못 느낀 근데 넌 왜 향기가 없는 걸 난 너무 friendly 잘 입힌 맘에 향기가 너도 나도 hot lipstick 똑같이 왜
was Mannequin, produced by Primary, performed by Benzino and Suran. Some very stimulating social commentary. Primary and Benzino are both industry veterans, and both of them have very solid, consistently good music. Primary has produced for numerous artists, mostly under Amoeba Culture, and Benzino is currently working with Doki's Illionaire Records. This is actually the first time I'm hearing of this vocalist, Suran, but if this song is anything to judge by, she's definitely a talent worth keeping an eye on. Moving on, though, I have another song from Korea, and it's by JYP girl group Miss A, and their song is called Hush. It was released on their 2013 album of the same name, and unlike a lot of Korean music, which opts for more flashy, in-your-face, really poppy type of sound, this one is the opposite of most of that. It's a lot more dark, and it's actually quite sultry, featuring an acoustic guitar as the highlight of the instrumental with some electro-type drum beats. The meaning of the song is actually quite racy, and to put it simply, it's actually a little lusty. Translation of the lyrics in the pre-chorus, I'm running out of breath, I can't think straight, I can't control it, I'm losing control. What's wrong with me? Hurry, hurry, boy. I want you. Now, once you hear the chorus itself, it'll all become clear. Definitely have to commend Miss A for performing a song like this. These aren't rare, but with the fairly obvious meaning, it's amazing the song wasn't actually banned, as sexually suggestive content generally is in South Korea broadcasting. Let's check it out now. Miss A with Hush.
숨소리가 들려 몸이 녹아내려 yeah. 견딜 수가 없어 yeah. 참을 수가 없어 yeah. 숨이 달아올라 yeah. 자꾸 똑바로 난 yeah. 걷잡을 수 없어 I'm losing control 내가 왜 이러니 Hurry, hurry, boy 너를 원해 소리가 들려 yeah. 몸이 녹아내려
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca. Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break, we heard Miss A's Hush, the first time they've ever done something along those lines. They're actually one of the most accomplished dance groups in Korea, so if creative choreography is your area of interest, Miss A is the group for you. Next up, I have a song from the extremely talented R&B singer-songwriter Khalil Fong, and this song is called Xiao Xiao Chong, which translates literally to Little Bug. Reason I picked this, though, it's too good not to be played. My first listen, I didn't hear everything in its entirety. I thought he was talking about something like instinct or a conscience, with the insect being that, in reference to Jiminy Cricket from Pinocchio. Conscience, his feelings, his gut telling him how to approach women, essentially. But then on closer listen, it's actually just about a bug. Khalil sings about how he doesn't really have game or he isn't all that smooth. I know, what a freaking liar. But how he got this one girl was because an insect got near her, scared her, and made her jump into his arms. All through the song, he's simply thanking the bug for giving him the chance and saying sorry for swatting him off to the side to get the girl's affection. This is something I haven't heard ever before. To put it simply, it's quite creative. This is the furthest thing from a typical ballad topic. It's also got a more classic R&B vibe. So here is Khalil once again showing just how much of a standout talent he is amongst his peers and making the rest of us feel untalented as all hell. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101. And after Khalil, it's Korean American singer NS Yoonji with The Reason to Become a Witch.
Yeah.
初次尝到恋爱滋味，感觉好奇怪，好像伤害了谁，或许我才坏，把笑容甩下来去换你的爱。谢谢你心意，我会好好待你，保护着你，带你看天地。下次如果看见女孩子，别再犹豫，你赶快跑到她外衣，让我表现自己。
This is not a payback. This is my return.
Extra, extra, read all about it. The queen is back in the game.
Hey, here we go now. 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 Hey,
here we go now. Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now.
Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now. Hey, here we go now.
That was Khalil Fong with Little Bug and NS Yoonji with Reason I Became a Witch. NS Yoonji is actually a very underrated singer in South Korea. She's been getting some more attention lately, but that can always improve. Her song actually had a very interesting concept because very few songs in Korea sung by ladies are about telling a guy to straight up piss off, calling them lame, and how they're actually going to get back at them. But that takes us into our next segment, which we cover some of the latest headlines and just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It is time for Asian entertainment news. First up, from South Korea, SNSD's Taeyeon announcing that she will be taking legal action against haters. Earlier this week, Taeyeon of the popular girl group Girls' Generation, or Sonyeoside, released a message on her Instagram to her followers. In the message, she thanked them for their support of her for the past year, but also stated that she would try and take haters to court. She wrote, "For a while now, there have been many instances where my family, acquaintances around me, and my fans have been deeply hurt by harsh, malicious comments. There were a lot of people who asked me to take legal action, and my fan site proactively offered me a lot of help." She further asked her fans and her official fan club to send her any comments and online activity of her haters. Soon after, it was discovered that her fan club was actually attempting to get a popular site called Netizen Buzz removed. Netizen Buzz is notorious for displaying any hate comments that celebrities may get. However, Netizen Buzz doesn't do much except translate comments left by people in Korea for international fans to read. But her fans have responded in full force to her recent announcement and have been all over social media trying to gather support for the removal of that site. Taeyeon has always had an issue with people noticing a supposed attitude problem, and in a place where you always have to appear proper and respectful in public, the media does report to it, and that draws out the haters who are already present to just simply hate. When this happened again recently, the netizens caught on once again. Taeyeon announced that she is taking them all to court, and her fandom responds accordingly. You never really hear about this sort of thing happening out here in North America, mostly because people, because after all, it is the internet, and people say, you know what, it's the freedom of speech, they're allowed to say it. However, this more or less will end up in a defamation lawsuit, and it just seems a little bit ridiculous that they're taking haters to court, mostly because this happens in North America too. It's not just a Korean thing. People do, like, celebrities are always going to have haters no matter what happens, but then taking it to court just seems a little bit far-fetched. Regardless, I will keep you updated on this situation if and when she actually does take these haters to court. Next up, in recurring theme news, twin brother pop duo Tasty have suddenly left record label, releasing new single in China. Tasty, a pop singing duo originally from China, composed of twin brothers, announced that they left their record label, Wulim Entertainment. The twins started by posting on their Weibo, stating that after being unable to negotiate with their label and much thinking, they decided their time in Korea was over, but that they would continue making music. Wulim responded by saying that they were shocked they had suddenly left, but they had already finished a song and were preparing to stage comeback activities in both Korea and China starting in June. But the brothers cut off all communication and unilaterally, quote-unquote, left for home. Tasty fired back by saying that the company higher-ups had never taken their opinions into consideration and that they threatened to keep postponing their musical activities if they didn't comply with the company's terms. Tasty announced on their Weibo that they would be releasing their new song on the 26th of July and released teaser pictures to accompany the announcement. Many in the international K-pop fan community have expressed that Wulim alienating or neglecting their artists is not surprising, as they are known for focusing all promotional activities on boy band Infinite, who have established themselves as one of the leading musical acts of the Hallyu wave and the most profitable of Wulim's artist roster. So, recurring theme news, because this happens to... this seems to happen a lot over the past year in South Korea with these Chinese artists deciding that they'd had enough and leaving for home. However, this situation is a little bit different because while the Tasty twins are from China, they are ethnically Korean, and that actually creates a much larger issue in comparison to the others who are purely Chinese and from China. However, this is sort of a discussion for another time. Just know that it does have something to do with the very homogenous culture in South Korea and kind of their feelings towards people who are of Korean descent but deciding to essentially assimilate into a different culture. However, that I will keep you updated on this because this song is coming out very soon, and there is promise about this. There is a certain amount of promise about this because the Tasty Twins are actually very talented. They're very good singers and very good dancers. So the fact that they were neglected is, once again, not news to people in the international K-pop fan community. And honestly, quite honestly, it's a waste. I will keep you updated once again. And just in a bit of news that I feel should be mentioned, the fourth season of The Voice of China is beginning with new talent and new, newly reshuffled judge panel, this time including Mandopop King Jay Chou, in addition to Chinese rock icon Wang Feng, Na Ying, and Harlem Yu from Taiwan. Keep an eye on that if you are actually into the sort of thing that is known as reality singing competition shows. That will actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week when we cover some more news stories and some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101, starting with our Canadian Artist of the Week. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101, and coming up next is our special Canadian Artist of the Week, Vancouver-based singer-songwriter, R&B artist Rael, with the song off his 2013 EP Hybrid called Angel, which features Shad K. This one, just a nice little R&B, something smooth for all the listeners out there. It's in English, once again, no need for me to translate anything. And this song was essentially his first official single that he released a couple years ago, so let's check it out now, Rael with Angel.
Got nothing else I can say, cause now we've drifted apart. Got a song and steady replay. Minute to cut apart my heart, I'm feeling kinda weightless. And yet I'm caught up in you, say. Let me be the one who always will care for you. But now I'm finished and I'm screaming your name. So everything's colder and it isn't the same. The weight is pulling me down tonight. You make me feel like I'm living on a cloud. Got you setting me free.
They don't fade slow when they go out to the big blaze and they glow. Angel, your halo was there the whole time. No lie, go fly. Can't say I won't cry though. I still wanna know why. Some gotta go young, some say the ones left still gotta grow wise. Perhaps that's us. And there's you, and the prayers you hear is due, and the tears you hear them too. You're still here, I swear it's true. Sometimes when I'm real weak, then I feel you, and I feel peace, and I feel hope, and I'm guilt free, and my broke heart it can still beat. My
so
angel.
So fly up in the sky, and yeah, we can go anywhere. So big. You and I, and I promise I'll take you there, my angel.
That was Rael with Angel featuring Shad K. Show some love to our fellow Canadians out there doing their thing, making good music. You can find him on all of his social medias on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, and you can check out his music and his covers and some remixes on his SoundCloud and his YouTube channel. Just Google Rael Music, R-A-I-E-L. Go ahead, have some fun, and just enjoy some good quality content. Next up, I have a song from the Chinese music world, and it's by a person that I mentioned just briefly a little bit earlier. It's by Taiwanese singer-songwriter and producer Harlem Yu, Yu Chengqing. And the song that I have from him today is the oldest one for today. It's from 2003, and it's off his album Harlem's Heaven. The song is called Chunni, which means spring mud. And here's a very interesting thing about this particular song, because it's composed and performed by himself, but the lyricist for this song, the person who wrote the words, the lyrics to it, is actually a singer and a model and actress named Annie Yi, who actually happens to be his ex-wife. Now, just talking about the lyrics just briefly, the literal meaning of some of the words is that let those painful memories fall into the spring mud, nourish the earth for the next flower blooming. Final line of the chorus, let us take the name of treasure. And there's a bigger meaning behind all of this, because the treasure is not necessarily like gold and gems, something like a materialistic thing of value. It's actually talking about treasuring another person, valuing that other person. The bigger meaning is that it's two lovers that are struggling to keep their feelings strong. One person just isn't happy, but another is willing to make all the effort. No matter what it takes, he's willing to see it through and to take care of them. However, the other party still isn't entirely happy. So what Harlem sings is that the bigger meaning is that they should take all that they go through, the good and especially the bad, let it be the foundation, the nourished earth that allows for the growth of a beautiful future where they both learn to treasure and value each other, hence the idea of flower blooming in the future. So it's actually a very touching song. This one, mandopop ballad at its absolute finest. It's what Chinese music is mostly known for these days. So let's check it out now. Harlem Yu with Spring Mud.
满天的话语纷乱落在耳际，你我沉默不回应。牵你的手，你却哭红了眼睛。路途漫长无止境，多想提起勇气，好好地呵护你，不让你受委屈，哭也愿意。那些痛的记忆落在春的泥土里，滋养了大地，开出下一个花季。风中你的泪滴滴滴落在回忆里，让我们取名叫做珍惜。散尽，一切终于变清晰，爱与痛都成回忆。遗忘过去，繁花灿烂在天际，等待已有了结局。我会提起勇气，好好地呵护你，不让你受委屈，哭也愿意。那些痛的记忆落在春的泥土里，滋养了大地，开出下一个花季。风中你的泪滴滴滴落在回忆里，让我们取名叫做珍惜。
心，那些痛的记忆落在春的泥土里，滋养了大地，开出下一个花季。风中你的泪滴，滴滴落在回忆里，让我们取名叫做珍惜，让我们懂得学会珍惜。
That was Harlem U with Spring Mud. Fantastic ballad. Very, very good song. I will just say this one thing. If you are interested in listening to an artist who is just straight up influential, if nothing else, Harlem is definitely a good choice, because when he initially debuted in the late 80s, early 90s, he was actually the first Chinese artist to utilize R&B and hip-hop sounds in his music. So you definitely want to go and check some of that out if you're a fan of those two songs. And also, he is currently one of the judges on the fourth season of The Voice. He was one of the judges for the first and second, and he took a break in the third, but he is back for the fourth, always sarcastic, bringing his trademark humor with him and mentoring these young singers and giving them sort of a leg up in the industry, if you will. Definitely go and check out more of Harlem U. So next up, I have another ballad song. This time it's by Hong Kong singer Jem. And this song is called Mascara, and it was released on a compilation album or a special edition album called 18 in 2010. And this particular song is... It's actually quite simple, because it's mostly just piano, no complex drum beats, a little bit of other instrumentation added on top of it, some guitar, some orchestral sounds. And this particular song, called Mascara, the title itself actually translates more to husky makeup, if you will. And it's more about kind of the, I meant smoky makeup. And the idea behind it is that it's kind of like how makeup seems to cover up certain blemishes or whatever you will on a person's face. It's kind of the idea of that. It's kind of covering your eyes using this mascara, this smoky makeup, to cover up the vulnerability that a person may be feeling. But when it finally shows, it becomes very obvious, because not only the vulnerability shows, but also the effort to actually attempt to cover it up. And then she's actually essentially saying to a lover, that he never seemed to care, that now that he's seeing how all of this is just coming flowing out, that he still doesn't care, that he's still pretending that he's angry and never seems to really admit that he still does have these feelings. So it's a little bit convoluted, it's a little bit abstract, just take it for what it's worth, and that is coming up now. Jem with Mascara.
半生磨，早已习惯难过，眼神空，眼眶红，但记得别过执着。寂静无声的我，还能够说什么？眼神憔悴脆弱，用烟熏妆来盖过。玫瑰都在淌血，它沾污了白雪。有谁想要了解心如刀割的感觉？你等着我解释为何微笑中带泪，卸了妆，却忘了我是谁。我用尽了力气，想要留住你，你却没回应。你的坚决让我最后不得不放弃。看进我眼里，黑色的眼泪流着不停。你说你从不信，从来不在意，假装的神奇。
我恨这样才能抓住你的注意力。女生的哭泣，她时常被误会的心情。对不起，其实你对我不熟悉。我答应你，自由我从此给你，躲进你的生活，想占据某角落，但越小的异国，越容易遭到封锁。玫瑰都在淌血，它沾污了白雪。有谁想要了解心如刀割的感情？你挡住我，解释为何微笑中带泪，卸了妆，却忘了我是谁。我用尽了力气，想要留住你，你却没回应。色的眼泪流着不停，你说你从不信，从来不在意，假装的生气。我恨这样才能抓住你的注意力。女生的哭泣，她时常被无谓的心情。对不起，其实你对我不熟悉。我答应你，自由我从此给你。
That was Jem with Mascara, expressing how some people cover up their vulnerabilities and their hurt through several different means, but like the use of makeup, when it all comes out in the end, while you're crying or whatever it may be, it becomes very obvious, not just that you're hurt, but that you attempted to try to hide it from everyone else. So very good song, very good ballad, one of Hong Kong's most celebrated young celebrities. Definitely go and check her out if you like just a powerful, expressive singer who just creates this amazing content all by herself, such as this one, which she composed and wrote all on her own. So that'll actually take us into the last song of today, and it's from a Korean boy band Big Bang, another one of their recent singles called Sober. And it's the third single release as part of their Made series, M in May, A in June, and then D at the beginning of this month, and following in August, it'll be the final one with E for creating the word Made. And this song is called Sober. And this one, honestly, quite honestly, is that of all the recent releases that they've made with Bebe, Loser, Bang Bang Bang, and We Like to Party, this one, I can safely say, is the most cohesive group effort out of all of them. It actually has a little bit of a similarity to member G-Dragon's solo song, Crooked. And this is one where it's just not as rigid as some of the other releases, where it sounds more like five different singers, five different performers coming together to make one song. It actually sounds like one particular unit. The song is called Sober, and regardless of what it is, they're just talking about how being kind of drunk and in that intoxicated state, they can kind of just forget about certain things, that they can go on without thinking about past hurt, essentially. And I will say this, though, I definitely recommend you watch the music video for it, because it is anything but sober. Anyway, that will actually do it for this week's show. Tune in next week when we cover some more music and some more news. If you have any request for me at all, don't hesitate to send it to me, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news, don't hesitate, send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. Coming up next, we have our weekly arts report. Jake is coming in here to present some local art scene news, including an interview with actor Tariq Leslie, who is playing Frost Nixon at the Jericho Arts Theater. That's coming up next. This has been Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM, live in the city of Vancouver from the University of British Columbia campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Steve, your host. Thank you all once again for joining me this week. Big Bang Sober to play us out, and I will talk to you again next week. Take care, everyone.
Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at CITR. So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town, at a local venue, or record store, near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Cat Solano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.